behind the screen. There's a world of pure imagination behind the screen.
Question. Let me look here. I guess while you guys are talking, I can.
Oh,
do
but
that.
I help you out. How about I?
Because I never listen, anyways.
Ask how many Emmys?
Say, who was the guy? You know, you go from there. Who was he? This guy starred in as a TV show, but he played with the best. And then you could have filled that part around it.
Hey, everybody! This is Paul Goble. We want to thank you for joining us on the Paul Goble Show. This is our special Emmy telecast. The Emmys just ended. And everybody who was here for the big Emmy party is on the show. We got a huge panel today.
I love being in Hollywood and going to the big Emmy parties.
Isn't it? It's like you feel like you're really a part of something, right?
Yeah. Not anything good, but you're part of
something. Yeah, you're part of something. That voice, of course, is my best friend and co-host, Jim Bruce.
Hey, everybody.
Also joining us on the show is Jim's best friend and co-host, Tom Griffin.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Why?
I'm far away from the mic today.
You could scoot in.
I can't see my levels. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it looks good.
Hi.
You could scoot in if you wanted. I am.
Hi.
And making a return appearance, we were able to snare her in our trap, the elusive female nerd, Bailey
Jim
DeRosier.
Again!
She did it again.
Oh, running joke.
You may remember Bailey from her earlier appearance on the show. She showed up at a party, and it happened to be at my house, and now she's on the show. And she brought along her husband, the less elusive male nerd, Mike Funt. Welcome, Mike.
That's true. I am also kind of a female nerd at times as well.
How so?
I'm gay.
Because I read in the aforementioned Cosmos.
Oh, yeah.
I have to be lying around.
When she gets the Cosmo and you read it, okay. And it tells you how to be a better lover.
It tells you how to, tells me how to be like Christina Hendricks.
A better lover.
You read the Cosmos. And you're like, oh, Mercury's in retrograde.
I'm a huge Carl Sagan fan.
That was his first book, The Cosmos. Remember that?
Yep.
Remember that?
Also the name of his high school band. His garage band in high school.
Sure.
The Cosmos.
Then they based that movie on that book you wrote, The Contact. Remember that?
Yes.
Okay, good. Just checking. All right, so the Emmys just came and went.
Is that the trivia question?
That was the trivia question. The Emmys came and went, and we didn't get a lot right. So if you remember a few weeks ago, Nelson was on the show, we made our picks. John Nelson got most of them right with six.
Oh, wait, that would be...
Well, he got the most right. He didn't get most of them right.
Yes, he got the most right, yes. He got six out of... There was 1, 2, 3... 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 14, 15, 16, 18 categories.
Question. Which ones did Jim get right?
There's a good guess. That's a good, because Jim only got three right out of the whole night.
And you could find out fairly easily. Well, it's not really easy, because you will have to listen to our show.
You'll have to listen to the old show and go back.
But you have to check both the creative Emmys and the broadcast.
Yeah, we did. We picked the creative Emmys too. Well, if you listen to the show, you know what ones we picked. But Nelson got six right. Tom came in second with five, and then me with four, and then Jim with three.
Yeah.
And because Mike and Bailey, they just came in tonight. They didn't get to pick the creative Emmys, but they each got one right. Bailey almost went all night long with zero, but then she pulled it out with Modern Family, and you were the only person.
I totally pulled it out with Modern Family.
Yeah.
You know what I...
No, what do you mean by that?
I just got it right.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's what I
good. That's good, because there's kids on that show, and if you were talking about, like, baring your boobs or something, that's not right.
Well, that I would say pulled them out. I wouldn't say pulled it out.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, like, what is it called, a mastectomy?
Yeah, if you had one boob. You do have, how many boobs do you have?
I have two.
Okay, good. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's the max, I think.
That's the answer to last week's trivia question.
I guess I should say congratulations to you, Mike. Because that is the max. As I've often said on this show, I once dated a woman with one boob, which I'm going to tell you, that's the minimum for me. You at least got to have one.
Tom dated a guy with a left arm named Bob.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What was his other arm named? Idiot. You set that up so poorly, there's no other way to respond to that.
I love that joke, but now I hate it. I was just another chance to tell people Tom's dating a guy named Bob.
Got it. Okay. Now, speaking of boobs and Modern Family, I remember when Julie Bowen was on Ed. We all loved her on Ed, right? Remember Ed? Mm-hmm. She was really, she had small breasts on that show. But on Modern Family, they looked kind of big. Now, do you think she had a boob job? Because in that episode where they went to Hawaii, they looked fake to me. Thoughts? Anyone?
They looked fake to me. Like, I actually didn't see her on Ed. And watching Modern Family and when she was guesting on Weeds, she
right.
looks like she's maybe a little
Yeah, I think so. Well, because she had a kid.
Like milfness, I think.
Yeah, well, she had a kid when she was on Boston Legal. She had a kid, and then, you know, I think probably after the kid, she had some work done, which is happens quite often with mm-hmm. women in that milfy area. What about Sofia Vergara? Do you think those are real?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm hoping they are, because they are awesome.
Is that what this podcast is going to be? Just boobs?
Yep. Emmys and boobs. And we covered all the Emmys. I came here to talk about Emmys and boobs, and I'm all out of Emmy
talk. What
are
your boob picks? Which was the name of my garage band in high school.
Emmys and boobs? Oh, sweet. Because your lead singer was Emmy, right? That girl, Emmy Johnson. And you guys were the boobs. Nice. What'd you play?
Bassoon.
Sweet.
Electric bassoon.
Yep.
The electric bassoon. Now, what were some, let's talk about
some... That was the name of my band!
What?! You're crazy! Let's talk about the shocks, there were some that weren't a shock. Well, Jamie Oliver's Food Revolution, that one for Outstanding Reality Non-Competition Program. And I know that was a shock to you, Bailey, because you wanted Mythbusters to win. That's all you watch, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which, who's your favorite Mythbuster?
I don't know. I like Carrie Byron a lot because I want to be her best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And have a superhero team with her.
Right. So you, Carrie Byron, and Felicia Day will beat up Olivia Munn and all her hot friends.
She may be listening.
You know, Olivia Munn's on The Daily Show now, though.
Yes.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
And you know, she's also, like, part Asian. So it would be a hate crime if you did that. Hey, this is a true story.
Part hate crime.
Part hate crime, right. This is a true story. I was reading in, like, the local Burbank paper, and it had, like, a police beat section. Like, and apparently there's people going around stealing the third seat out of SUVs and minivans.
Right.
They're called the third seat bandits. That's really happening. But, and so there's a bunch of those. But then there's also a story about a woman who,
puts in a fifth seat.
Yeah, she'll break into your car, put in, like, two extra seats. No, this woman went to her car and noticed that someone wrote on the back window of her car, 666. And she reported it as a hate crime because someone put 666 in her dirty window because she's a Christian. What do you think of that?
So her premise is that someone knew she was a Christian and targeted her specifically for that.
Yes.
I doubt that happened.
Well, here's what I'm going to say. Let's say somebody knew she was a Christian.
If somebody knew!
Let's say that happened. That's not a hate crime, that's a debate. Because that's what they're saying. They're saying, no, Satan. Because
oh,
you're a Christian.
You.
That's not a hate crime.
That's true, because she admits the devil exists by being a Christian,
yeah.
Right?
We're also overlooking the fact that writing in the dirt on someone's window is not a crime.
That's true. It's not even...
That's more like
it's
a...
not even vandalism.
Yeah, that's like a hate incident.
Because it doesn't do any damage on the actual window.
It was me, and I was just drawing pubes. It wasn't even
fixed. I thought you were saying you were the driver. You were the lady.
No.
You were the drawer.
I don't have a van. Did you say a van? I picture her with a minivan.
It would have to be.
I'm sorry.
If she's a Christian. All Christians drive minivans. So there's a lot of surprises.
The biggest surprise.
Conan. Yes, the variety show thing. Oh. Daily Show winning again.
Is that a surprise or just a disappointment?
I think it's a huge disappointment. I am kind of surprised because... Daily Show has won, like, 3 years in a row. And, like, remember last year we thought SNL was going to win for sure?
Right.
And it didn't. Got beat by The Daily Show. And they keep winning. And it's not like the guy said. He said, I wish I could feel bad for winning, but they work really hard.
Right.
And that's all fine and good. But, man, Conan, I guess, I don't know, maybe, you know, you go back and watch those shows and you go, yeah, these are funny, but I don't know that they're Emmy-worthy. But if I was on the panel, I would be hard-pressed not to vote for Conan just because that show will never be nominated again.
Well, that's what I thought. I thought that there would have been, Tom, I think we both agreed that there would be at least a little bit of a, hey, we want to see the speech.
Right.
So, yes. Because he didn't even do a bit. The closest thing was when Fallon made that joke and they showed Conan and he acknowledged the joke. Because, I mean, because Fallon even said, I don't want to make fun of, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. I don't want to make fun of anyone. And you can't really joke about that without hurting Leno's feelings or Conan or Jeff Zucker or some other douchebag. So they just kind of glossed over it. But, I don't know, I agree that's kind of sad that he didn't win, because that's the only reason he was there, that's the other thing. Conan didn't give out any awards, he wasn't in any skits.
Was he in the opening musical number at all?
No. He didn't do, he literally did nothing but nod and smile.
Did he host? I thought he hosted.
Not this year, no, he's hosted before, but this was Jimmy Fallon.
Okay.
The other host of the...
Was he doing the announcements as people were walking up to him?
No, it was John Hodgman.
I liked
from the Daily Show. Oh, okay. Another job.
I liked when he sang the song to the people who passed away.
That was Jewel.
Really? Right.
Yeah.
Was he in a Paquin?
No. He did wear that matador dress.
Maybe he couldn't win because that's part of his, he can't be on television until October.
Ah, NBC. That's part of the deal.
Not at all. But then he would be violating that by appearing in his seat.
That's true. Yeah.
But that was a coincidence, I think. He's like, oh, I'm going to the theater. I had no idea there would be a camera there.
What if he was a seat filler? Wouldn't it be awful?
Oh, I got a job. He's like, oh, brother, I'm right here.
Now, speaking of that, he had a beard, and all the advertisements for the show, he's got a beard, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he's probably going to have a beard for this show. I think he's beard guy now for the rest of his life. What do you think of that, Mike? Being a guy who refuses to shave his ridiculous beard. What do you think of that?
You can take that back.
I
will defend the honor of his beard.
Wait, I'm not saying that's my opinion. I'm just quoting his bio.
Nope.
That's what it said.
In karate battle.
Mike Funt. Mike Funt refuses to shave ridiculous beard. Voiceover artist. It's like a slash.
Am I fine? I won't see you.
What do you think?
I think it's time for a bearded guy on television. Aside from Grizzly Adams, name another famous bearded TV guy.
Grizzly.
She's gonna go
another
Grizzly
famous.
Jim Henson.
Be Arthur a little bit, but
no. Yeah, well, a bearded talk show host. That has been a long time since there's a bearded talk show host.
Christopher Lowell.
What? Oh, that bald gay guy on the Home and Garden show? Yeah, yeah, it's true. But, I mean, his beard was his wife. Actor, come on!
Inside the actor's studio, he has a beard, right?
Yeah, does he?
John Lipton.
Lipton.
But who on regular TV? Regular, good old-fashioned American TV?
No Tonight Show host has ever had a beard.
No.
I mean, the closest was when Johnny went away for vacation, came back with a beard.
Well, the Cronkite had a mustache.
Cronkite had a mustache. Okay. Yeah.
What about Smothers Brothers? Didn't they have a facial hair?
Dickie still has a mustache. What'd you say?
Geraldo.
Well, those are daytime talk shows. Yeah. Those don't count.
You can't talk mustaches without talking Geraldo.
That's true.
Okay, let's do that. Go.
Geraldo.
That constitutes talking Geraldo, saying his name?
Yeah.
Oh, all right, I guess that's the most he can do.
How about that Al Capone's vault, huh?
Yeah, good job. Nice, Mike. Good
mustache.
Good drop in. Well, let's talk about the real issue with Bailey back on the show. How is my hair tonight, Bailey?
Good.
Yeah?
Do you blow dry it?
Never. That's why it's so great.
Because I thought
blow drying hurts your hair.
How does it get to be so big and like just straight up like that?
Well, part of it is genetics, but also I use a delicate balance of products in my hair that keep it this
way. And just air drying, no?
No
mechanics,
hair.
No.
Talk to a bald
involved
guy in his 30s or 40s, and he will tell you he blew dry his hair in the 70s and 80s.
But I
guarantee.
I blew dry my hair, and I'm not losing it.
And look how, I'm not going to say thin, but I'm going to say look
Shut
how
up.
Fine
you,
it is.
Don't you talk about my hair.
Your hair is very fine.
No, it's like
that's
a horse's
why
tail. It is very thick
sure
and full.
Sure it is. Use that tail mane shampoo.
Again, we have to fight.
Now, do you finger fluff or do you
Oh, I don't
brush?
Think you can say that on the
what?
Internet.
You son of a bitch. I brush it. I use two different brushes. I use a stiff comb and then a brush, and then I maybe wet it a little in the mirror, and I'm good. I don't even use hairspray. Hairspray's bad
so
for your hair,
so it does that all by itself.
All by itself,
you know
babies.
So much about. Are you sure you don't read Cosmo to know this much about
I'm fuck. I should be writing Cosmo. That's how much I know about hair.
Hair obsessed for a long time. Speaking of
one
hair,
of the few things I got
hair
going
hair mustaches.
For me.
I have to ask this really quick. See if Paul and Tom can guess it. Mike, that's your name, right? It's Mike. When I first came in, I found it a little disturbing because you look like somebody I know. Who does he look like?
That you know?
Yeah.
Oh, so not Mike Funt.
No.
So you guys
he does look like Mike Funt. I'll give you
I'd
that.
I'd say it's spitting image.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, honest to God, a young my brother, Michael Harrington.
I don't think so.
And, oh, red hair, the whole thing, and even the nose.
Are
shape
you
her nose.
Here, in the face of him.
I don't think you look like his brother.
The nose. Look at the nose.
No, I don't want to. sorry.
Does your brother not have a name? Because you're like, he looks just like my brother.
my brother, Mike.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mike H., well, not Mike
F. You look vaguely like a guy I know named Mike, so I think you just look like Mike.
Yeah.
And do you have a song about that? You have a Mike song?
You kind of look like Mike.
You kind of look like Mike.
Mike. You kind of look like Mike.
Nice. Nice job.
Thank you.
And the Outstanding Reality Show competition, that was a big upset.
Mythbusters.
No, a competition. What is the competition part of Mythbusters? You keep
they
busting
blow up,
sometimes
blow
they compete.
Up things
sometimes they
anyone.
Split into two teams and compete with
yes, but it's
builds.
Not a game show. That's
no,
what they
no,
mean.
They don't do that. They compete with each other.
Myth.
They just...
What?
They
myth versus myth?
They
myth
blow up more than any other show. They explode more than any other show.
What about American Explosions? Have you never seen that show? Because it's right in the title.
I didn't think that was in the running this year because it came out, it ran this summer.
It's true. Well, but Amazing Race wins like almost every year. And oddly enough, they did not win this year. And I think, I mean, I don't watch Top Chef. Do any of you guys watch Top Chef?
No.
I don't either, but apparently it's great. People are fucking crazy about it.
Cooking's for jerks.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mike? What do you think of that? Is that why you married her?
Yeah.
We both not cook together, and we're very happy.
Oh, that's beautiful. What do you guys do for food in your house? Look under cushions?
Oh, we come to Emmy parties, and yeah. You
know, have... Wow, so you eat once a year.
Uh-huh.
Very poorly. yeah, I don't cook a lot, but Brooke's a really good cook, so...
Yeah,
but
every time. Cookies and, crap.
Yeah, the funny thing is, and when she works hard, so a lot of times she's not in the mood to cook, so we go out a lot, and the kids... Love it, of course, too. But it's funny because, like, you know, back in the old days when it was just me, I didn't have a lot of money to go out to eat. So it'd be rare and it'd be really cheap if I would take the kids out to eat. Now she comes home from work and I go, what do you want to do for dinner? And she goes, let's go eat Mexican food. And I say, okay. And it's awesome because then we go eat Mexican food and it's pretty fucking great. Although I've gained like probably 15 pounds since I've been dating her.
You look great.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Bailey. It means so much coming from you. Well, you have good taste in hair anyway.
Mm-hmm.
All right, anything else about the Emmys? Because I'm about to move on from this.
Fallon was great.
Yes, he was.
Oh, that lady falling down was great.
Yes, the lady from Top Chef.
From Top Chef. Was it Top Chef?
Uh-huh.
And so, special kudos to that guy who put his book in the aisle. If you watched it, that's clearly why she fell. A guy had a book right there. The next,
so he was like reading, like chilling out reading.
Whatever happened, he had a book in the aisle. And
he
after
brought
she
a book
fell,
he
went, oh, I should probably move the book. Oh, my banana peel. I should grab my banana peel. Fallon
That's
was really
funny.
Good. I enjoyed the little song tribute to the shows going away. That was hilarious.
Yeah, and it was, like I said, it was a nice way to...
I'm won over, because I hated Fallon for a long time.
Oh, the show's going away. I thought you were laughing at them in memoriam. You're like, oh, that was hilarious.
Yeah, that was so funny. Jewel killed me when she was making fun of all those dead people. How about when they had the comedy writers giving out their award and they were doing their little things and those guys on the horse? That was probably...
Oh, the writers from Modern.
That was probably one of the funniest things of the night. Because they put a lot of work in that, too, is the other thing. Like, mostly it was people being funny in their offices, but they, like, said, okay, we're going to go out on the beach, we're going to get this horse, we're
going to take
our shirts off.
Do this?
And they probably had to shoot it a few times, too, because those guys are not actors. I thought that was really well done and funny. That in itself deserved an Emmy.
I don't normally enjoy the funny commercials, but I actually enjoyed the community
ones.
Thing.
Yeah,
that was funny.
Yeah,
what
I get
something again.
A
like
car.
That's the thing that like, is so entertaining. I'm just like, what is this?
But that's, I mean, can any of us name what the car was? What kind of car it was?
No, it was an Infiniti. I do remember that. Infiniti SUV.
Okay, so they clearly
so
you,
done. I'm gonna
you
have
are
them
their,
tomorrow.
Yeah, you're their demographic for that.
Everyone should go have one.
What kind of car do you drive?
Saturn.
Mike?
Is it Saturn SLT?
Saturn Ion Quad Coupe.
You guys both do, or you share a car?
We share that car.
We have matching cars. We drive separately here in our state.
Well, back when I was married, my wife and I both had Saturns. Mm-hmm. And then at one point I actually...
That's the number one breakup of marriages is having separate cars.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, because you're supposed to drive in the same car.
Not in L.A. Maybe other way. At one point, I owned three cars. Oh, I owned three automobiles.
Yeah,
my parents had three cars, and I'm like, there are only two of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one's going to drive two at a time, and the other one's...
But it's because I won one of them on a game show.
What?
Yeah, when I was voted the ultimate fan for TV Land, I won a car.
Wow!
Yeah, cool, pretty great. Too. I won mini TVs. This is one of them. That TV is one of the TVs I won.
Jeez.
And all kinds of other cool stuff.
That's huge.
I won eight TVs. That's the second biggest one I won.
Eight.
Yes, in varying sizes.
So, big if the TVs downtown. Ever became self-aware, you would be in deep shit because they would outnumber you 8-1.
Without a doubt.
Oh.
Without a doubt. That's a bad thing. But isn't that kind of how the America is? I mean, could you imagine if TVs were self-aware just in America?
Yes.
Right? Because most people have more TVs than they have people in their house.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true of this house.
We can only hope that the TVs will get distracted watching themselves.
Well, hopefully there'll be something good. It won't be a weekend, and there'll be something good on. It'll be like Sunday night, and most of the TVs will be watching like Mad Men or something. So that'll be good. Or maybe the TVs will watch us. Or is that just in Russia? Oh, fuck. That was brilliant. Ooh, we all had to lean back on that one. High fives all around.
Wow.
Nice. Oh, no, you'll appreciate this, nerds. We were talking once, it'd be funny to see the Bizarro telling jokes, and it'd be like Yakov Smirnoff.
Mm-hmm.
In Bizarro world, you know, escalators ride you, right? Because it's crazy over there in Bizarro world.
But the jokes would all be stuff like, in Bizarro world, you watch the TV. Because it would be the reverse of what would be funny.
Right.
I'll tell you this.
Men and women, exactly same. No difference.
That'd be good. How many people not getting drunk? Not getting drunk? Anyone? Man, you against me?
I have this girlfriend, and she's a delight.
She am great. We love her.
Why is Tarzan the comedian in
Bizarro? He's the headliner. It's like the opener is Bizarro Jerry Seinfeld, and then the middler is Bizarro Jay Leno, and then Tarzan, for some reason, the opener is the headliner. When I did the Titmouse comedy show I have this one joke about Good America. Remember I told that joke where... Mm-hmm. I couldn't afford to go to Great America, went to Good America, and so the Superman ride, they have the Shazam ride. But I forgot I was doing a show in front of a bunch of comic book and animation nerds. So Sax Carr and his friend Tim Powers come up to me afterwards and go, Gobo, you know Billy Batson turns into Captain Marvel, not Shazam. And I went, oh, yeah, I forgot that I should say Captain Marvel here. And then Tim Powers goes, and Captain Marvel is in no way inferior to Superman. In fact, he's beaten him on many occasions, and his title has outsold Superman. I was like, well, now you've gone too far. It's just a joke. Because I told that joke many times, and regular audiences go, no, say Shazam, because we don't know what Captain Marvel means. But I forgot there that I have to say.
I've seen you tell it as Captain Marvel, too. So.
I think only at the comic shop, though. It's at Meltdown is where I tell it that way.
Did you give Tim Powers a wedgie after that?
No.
Like, shut up.
Because the last thing I want to touch on Tim Powers is his underwear. I don't want to be anywhere near Tim Powers' underwear. Ugh, how horrible would that be? What other places have you seen me do comedy except for Meltdown Comics?
Well, where have I seen you do comedy?
Stand-up comedy. Or attempt to do comedy.
But
telling jokes, standing up.
Gardini, you saw us Gardini show.
Yeah, the cellar? U of A?
I definitely didn't tell that joke there.
No.
Because I didn't have it then.
No.
100 years ago. I didn't tell it at the Gardenia, because that's not the audience for that joke. See, I think the only place I've ever told it where you saw it was at Meltdown Comics.
Probably.
At Tom Franks' show. Where we've all performed except for Mike. What's up with that, Mike?
I don't really do stand-up anymore except for the Titmouse show.
But you do wacky voices, right?
Yes.
And where have where can people have heard your voices, wacky or otherwise?
I've done several short films, animated short films in Orlando.
Well, before I forget, where if people want to go online and see your comedy and working in the wacky voice world, where should they go?
They could go to my website, MikeFunst.com. Which is called
MikeFunst.com. And yours is still TheBailey.com.
I updated it.
What?
Yeah.
By telling people you were on the show 20 times?
And those 20 people were so appreciative. No, yeah, I updated it. Not by telling people, but by actually going in and making it look nicer and organizing
when
it.
You, before the first time you were on the show, you tweeted like three or four times, doing the Paul Goble podcast this week. I thought that was kind of sad until I saw Mike's tweet this morning, going to Paul Goble's to watch the Emmys. And I thought, wow, I'm not even tweeting that. I'm embarrassed that I'm at my house watching the
we're
Emmys.
We're nice people. You're going to
watching
get
the Emmys with the king of TV.
I know. You know more about TV than anybody. So
yeah, although I get especially from the results of the fucking award show. Where
yeah,
you
look. Three.
That's
I got
right.
Three correct, yeah.
Although I did put watching the Emmys tonight with the king of TV and someone put Milton Berle question mark.
He was Mr. Tuesday night, not the king of TV.
Oh, so what are we doing on Tuesday night?
Hanging out with dead Milton Berle.
Hanging out with the ghost of Milton Berle.
Now, the other thing that was big on the Emmys this year was, and Jim, you know, you must be very proud, it was a big year for gays.
Absolutely.
A lot of gays won a lot of stuff. Yeah. So, are you guys going to celebrate?
Tom and I are going to have a nice dinner. Sweet. Quiet, just ourselves this time.
Oh, you guys aren't going to have, like, a big party?
No,
where you guys all like,
ooh, Emmys, no. Neil Patrick. We always do that.
That's true. You guys don't need an excuse.
And honestly, I've owed him a nice quiet dinner for a long time, so it'll just be kind of an excuse.
What are you going to make?
You know, I'll probably make some ravioli. He likes my ravioli.
And homemade?
Yeah, I'm not going to do the bread, though. We're both kind of trying to do a little bit of Atkins. We're cheating a little bit by having pasta.
Right, sure.
So we're going to have the bread this year. Probably, I feel so bad. I feel so stupid, but I'm making a little cherry tart, which is clearly cheating, but it's so good.
You are
so
bad.
So good. A little dash of powdered sugar on the top. I love to do that. Like, here's my secret, and I'll tell you for you guys who are making this at home. You got to put the powdered sugar on when it's still hot right out of the oven because it kind of glazes.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do it then. If you wait, you're just being stupid. Just
don't even do it. Sure.
Right when it's a little bit hot still. Yeah.
Okay.
And you don't watch Top Chef, you said?
No.
This is all instinctual.
I watched for a while, but I felt jealous. I couldn't watch it anymore, and I felt like such a bitch watching it, but I just couldn't. I can't watch those people. It makes me mad, because I should be on it!
Oh, right,
that's the thing. It makes me so mad.
That makes sense. Now,
some of the stuff they're making is... You don't do that with a ladle. Come on! The filthy kitchens. filthy kitchens. Yeah, but you're a real chef. God damn it.
Now, Tom, are you looking forward to this evening?
I'm not going to be there.
Oh, okay. Because you understand that he's doing this all for you. It's for the two of you.
Yes, but I will be hiding from him.
Oh, silly.
Okay. That makes sense.
That's adorable.
Do you want to tell us where you'll be hiding?
No.
Okay.
Because
that's probably a good
me.
Plan. Yeah, that's probably good, because he'll find you.
He might listen to this later. And
oh, no, I'm not going to waste my time listening
to this show.
You
can tell me. I'm right here on this side of the room with
you.
Yeah,
whisper it to Bailey.
Yeah, tell me.
All right, well, here's a trivia question, and it's not based on anything TV related. It's based on, speaking of tweets and stuff, this really happened to me. I don't know if you guys noticed. I showed you my phone earlier. It cracked. You see the lens cracked. You see that? And I've had this phone a week.
That's not an app.
No, it's not. Yeah, Gracie thought, well, I got that cracked screen app. But the lens cracked, like, and I was like, how did this happen? And then I noticed one of my action figures had fallen down and broken. And I was able to...
And which one was it?
Well, that's the question. Do you Did you see the tweet?
Yes.
Okay, so you can't answer.
Okay.
Don't ruin it.
Is this the trivia question?
Yes.
Oh,
the
all
trivia
right.
question is, which action figure fell down? Not only did it fall, it fell down, hit the screen perfectly, so it cracked the screen and the head popped off of the action figure. And I was forced to reattach it and put it back up, and now I got a cracked screen on my phone. But that's the trivia question. Tom knows, but you guys sitting here can guess.
So, wait, are the action figures in here?
Yes, it would be in this room somewhere. I have a guess. Yes, Mike.
Professor Farnsworth.
No, it was not Professor Farnsworth, but that is
pointing.
A fine guess.
Because he's pointing down?
No, his head is pointing.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, true, it is. It is. Bailey?
Go to Jim.
Okay, this is going to be a hard one. Jim?
I am going to guess that it's the evil Santa Claus.
No, but that's a good guess, because that comes in parts.
That's what I was thinking,
yeah. Yeah, evil Santa Claus and Roberto, who you can see I got his knife.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, evil Santa Claus, Roberto, and the robot devil all come in parts with other pieces, and I was able to piece them together. But no, it was not evil Santa. And look how big he is.
Yeah.
Thing's huge.
That's what I thought.
It comes in like five parts, too. But that's not right. Bailey?
Oh, man. I was going to say Roberto.
Well, now say something else.
Wait, you can say Roberto. Nobody guessed Roberto.
Yeah, I think it was Roberto.
No, it wasn't Roberto.
No, sorry.
You blew it.
So you into that one.
Wait, is it one of the ones that's higher up?
Well, maybe I moved it when it fell.
What?
Maybe it was Santa, and then I moved it. Oh. But you already guessed. So if you at home have a guess, I'll tell you this. They were all on the right track, because it was a Futurama action figure.
And it's very appropriate.
Yeah. It fell just like that. So, but you can't guess again. So write me, paul@thekingoftv.com, and you will win a prize. And we still got all that. What do we got from Comic-Con still? We got the Spartacus band and... we got that big, those big bags.
Wristband.
Got a hitter shirt. Still got one of those books.
Grifter shirt from Leverage.
Still got a book.
You guys want my book. Giant swag bag?
We should have two already.
Nah. Yeah. I want to get that thing out of my house.
Which one did you get?
It was a TV show.
So it wasn't a bad movie.
Human Target?
Oh, that's a bag people would like, I think.
Probably.
I like that show.
Yeah.
What do we have?
Clash of the Titans.
That's right.
Yeah,
we have two
Clash of the Titans.
So, there's another prize you can win if you want the giant Human Target swag bag from Comic-Con with starring Mark Valley and Shy McBride. Man, Shy McBride was on
and
Psych this week. He was hilarious.
And,
yeah.
What's his name? Haley Joel Osment.
Yeah, not Haley Joel Osment. Jackie Earle Haley. Yes. Kelly Leet.
All I could remember was Haley.
No, he was great. Haley DeRosier, your sister, right? Isn't that your evil twin sister?
Yeah.
Haley
you
DeRosier?
Can tell she's evil because she has a mustache.
Oh, I thought it's because she doesn't dye her hair. And it's all gray. Actually, that would mean you were the evil one.
No, she's the evil one because she's the one that has the boob job and talent.
Right.
She's
all famous.
Yeah.
And you're like, the people are like, hey, isn't that your sister? That's you. You're the voiceover, and she's like the big actress. All right, I don't have any more topics. Does anyone else have a topic or anything about the Emmys?
Oh, I have one thing.
You were scribbling. Oh, that's what I want to talk about is Jason Sudeikis and January Jones. We talked about this during the show and how they're dating. And I thought that was odd because that's the dude from SNL. I mean, he's good looking and all, but how often does that happen? Where a guy from SNL is dating like a hot, like glamorous TV star.
Oh, on Mad Men, like perhaps Fred Armisen.
But Elizabeth Moss isn't like a glamorous, and she's not the star of that show. No. She's pretty sure.
January Jones isn't the star of that show.
I'd say she's the female lead. I mean, it's not a show for women, but if you had to pick a female lead, she would be it.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm just kind of like.
Not anymore. Especially not this season.
Maybe not this season, but when they were married, yeah. Because Christina Hendricks has kind of taken the forefront this season. But, I mean, when she quit the show, when she quit the firm, she was barely on the show. So, but I think it's funny that, you know, when she hosted, they were in that skit where she was Grace Kelly and he was Jimmy Stewart and she was farting through the whole thing. And I found that funny. Do you think that's when they fell in love? Bailey, do you think that's when they fell in love?
You had me at... You love fart jokes?
Yes.
You child.
I do love fart jokes. I tell you, I've been getting kind of upset about this mosque thing in New York, and so I post a bunch of shit. I tweet a bunch of shit about it, and like, I thought, because I watched that No Mosque Here video, you guys saw that, with the protesters just shouting at a random black guy who happened to walk by the protest.
Oh,
you guys see this?
No.
He was wearing like a skull cap. And he was kind of a big black guy. So they see him walk by, and they immediately start yelling, "No mosque here! No mosque here!" Turns out the guy, he didn't even say what his religious affiliation was, because he said, "It's none of your business." But it turned out he was actually a carpenter who was working on the new World Trade Center. He was walking to work. And he was kind of upset that a bunch of people started yelling at him for no reason.
Yeah.
And it was a big deal. And I was like, hey, you know how New Yorkers are always talking shit about how they have the greatest city in the world, and if you don't live in New York, you're not shit? Aren't you embarrassed by this bullshit? You know, doesn't this make you feel bad? And I said, get your shit together or do something about the people who live there. And this one girl, and it was on Facebook, and this one girl replied saying, you know, the sad part is that most of those people who are protesting don't even live in New York.
Right. Yeah.
She was saying most of them are from, like, New Jersey, or even worse, like Sarah Palin, who has never lived in New York and never will. And I was like, oh, that's a good point.
Yeah. And Sarah Palin, who doesn't fucking think New York is America anyway.
Yeah, that's true. She even said it's not real America. Yeah, and so, and I was like, well, that's a good point. So maybe you real New Yorkers go down and, you know, shout
and
those people down.
I don't know how often this has been said, but to me, it's the most salient point, which is that everybody who says you shouldn't build a mosque here are ignoring a lot of things, which is that, well, first, they're not building a mosque anyway.
Right.
It's a community center. That's important because it's not a mosque. The other part is they were the only people interested in using the property, and the reason they bought it was because it was a good price, because I guess it was a Burlington Coat Factory.
It was a closed-down Burlington Coat Factory.
Yeah, and it wasn't going to be anything else.
Yes.
And Christian groups and Jewish groups already signed off on, yeah, that sounds great.
Years ago, yes.
This is all taken care of.
Yeah, and remember when, you know, and they did this on The Daily Show when, you know, when the NRA wanted to have their big NRA meeting near Columbine,
yeah,
and everyone
yeah.
said, please don't. And Charlton Heston said, we cannot let the spirit of America, blah, blah, blah. Well, and the same thing applies. It's
yeah.
the same fucking thing. And
I love that, because Jon Stewart said he was right then, and I was probably one of those people saying he shouldn't do it.
Yep. Yeah. And speaking of John Stewart, you know, Bloomberg was on The Daily Show this week. Did anybody see that?
Mm-mm.
And he spoke out, and he said flat out, of course they can have a mosque. There's all kinds of stuff down there. He said there's mosques, there's shoe stores, there's porno stores, there's theaters. It's part of what makes New York great. And he was awesome. And it was funny because it was two old Jews talking about it. Which made me laugh, but he's the fucking mayor!
Yeah.
The mayor of New York City said it's fine, so shut the fuck up! He's the mayor!
Yeah.
You voted for him, right, Jim?
Yeah, I did. Tom and I have a little flat down there, and both of us voted for him.
Exactly!
You know, we love it.
So why do you keep protesting?
Well, you know what, to be honest, Tom keeps hiding from me during dinner time, and it's the only thing we can do together.
Oh, okay. Because you keep looking for him, and he's down there disguised as a black carpenter.
Right.
You guys are so romantic.
But the reason I bring it up is because this woman who posted about my comment said all that stuff, and then she said, by the way, I'm a big fan of your podcast. I love fart jokes.
That's pretty awesome.
After this insightful
is
thing.
Is that the reputation we're getting?
Apparently.
Oh.
I'm on board.
Getting.
I like fart jokes.
After this big, insightful
Look,
thing about, you know, the one of the few political issues I'm actually interested in, she says,
well,
oh, by the way.
Tom, look at the bright side. We used to be known as those asshole homophobes. Now we're known as those guys who love fart jokes. We're moving out.
I told Brooke about that, and she goes, yeah, it's not so funny when you have to live with it. She goes, my life is a fart joke. That was pretty awesome. Because it's true.
That show is really classed up lately. Less racist, more fart jokes.
More fart jokes. And what's funny to me also is, you know, Giuliani, who used to apparently be the saint of New York City, he's showing himself for the fucking D-bag he really is. You know, kissing the ass of the whole Republican Party and, you know, doing whatever, toeing the line, whereas Bloomberg, you know,
he's East Coast John McCain. That's all
yep.
he is, because
yep.
he's a guy who, whatever he used to stand for, it's not worth the long-term health of my political career, so fine.
Exactly. Whereas Bloomberg, all he ever wanted to be was mayor of New York, and yeah. he's achieved that now. And he's a super millionaire anyway, so he's fine.
Yeah.
I just got a text from Peanut about the podcast.
Which says?
He says, I apologize for not being nearly as drunk as I was on my last podcast.
Well, that was two podcasts ago.
I know. I guess he just listened to it or something. I don't know.
No, he wasn't drunk at all.
I know. I know you guys didn't think it was awesome because you had to live through it, but I loved listening
well,
to that episode.
Well, you would. Yeah, but if you had lived through it would you so thought it was awesome? Great.
Well, probably, but...
Oh, it was not awesome.
No, what was awesome was that he was so drunk and clearly in no position... He wasn't in the right frame of mind to be having a conversation, and yet you kept trying to have a conversation with him.
So I should have just said, Brian... Go. You don't need to be on this one.
You should have, but you didn't, and that's why it was hilarious.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's fair.
Fair enough.
I wasn't going to stop it because I enjoyed every minute of it.
Because you love chaos.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I have a brand new. So there's a segment we do not very regularly, but it's a how to be a dick segment. Just like different ways to be a dick, things that you can do. The first one I ever did was, no matter if we're in the car and somebody starts talking and they want to turn down the radio, I go, no matter what's on, they go, no, hold on, this is my jam. And I turn it up, no matter what the shitty song is.
Turn it up really loud.
Yeah. So, and also, just for anybody, the seminar's full up. We can't take anybody else right now.
We got enough people. But you have to wait till next year.
So there's a variety of ways that are, some of them are things that are funny, some of them are things that would make other people mad. This is one that I did the other day that I love doing, and I hate it when people have done it to me, so it's kind of perfect. And this is what it is let's say somebody comes in the room. Let's say you're in a lunchroom or whatever. It doesn't really matter. Let's say you're in any number of locations that make this longer.
like at a Burger King.
Sure, we'll say you're at a Burger King.
You're at a Dairy Queen.
A bowling alley.
You're at a bowling alley.
Okay.
Like a laundromat?
It could be at a laundromat.
Pizza Hut?
Put a Pizza Hut.
You the Emmys?
The Emmys. You can
Target.
Be. Target. No, we're boycotting.
Yeah.
Tom and I do not go to Target. But let's say you're at your friend's house, and another friend comes in, didn't know you were going to be there, and he has brought a soda for himself and a soda for his friend. And then the dick thing that I like to do now is I go, oh, thanks. Thanks a lot, man. No, I didn't want a soda. Great.
Mm-hmm.
And then continued, and he goes, well, I didn't know you were coming. No, that's fine. I don't want one anyway. That's fine. Thanks a lot, man.
Right.
I really enjoyed that, and then they feel bad. And they're not sure if you're joking. And they're like, am I an asshole? I'm pretty sure he's an asshole. And sometimes it pays off. Like 2 days later, that guy shows up with a soda. And you're like, oh. And then you do feel bad.
So wait, so that's happened to you? Someone's done that to you?
Somebody's done that to me. So that gag on me, and I've done that gag on somebody else. It's really a dick move. The other day I did it because somebody came in with food that they clearly were sent to buy food for two people. It was like, here's your hamburger. And I'm like, oh, thanks, because I wasn't hungry. And then a day later, I got a hamburger.
See, but that doesn't work on, like, people like me.
No, I guess that's not universal.
No, because I would go...
Because you have no feelings.
Right, I would say, I didn't get this for you. And you go, I wasn't hungry anyways. I'll go, well, that works out perfectly, because you don't have anything. You're not getting anything. And then the next time I show up with only two, I go, hey... I only got two this time again because you were such a prick last time.
See, you have the perfect response. It's still a great... So you don't care for this one.
Nah, I don't think it's a way to be a dick so much as a way to be a bitch.
Oh, so new segment.
Yes, way to be a bitch. Way to be a little bitch.
I don't know, but I got a fucking hamburger out of it.
I pulled a classic way to be a dick the other night. Brooke and I were watching TV and this commercial for some new show came on and she says to me, are you going to record that? And I go, no, I'll probably watch it live. That's a new thing I'm doing. I only watch TV shows when they're actually on. I have to, no matter what I'm doing, I rush it. And by this time, she's done with me. She doesn't want me to talk anymore, but I keep going. I drop whatever I'm doing to rush home and watch Outlaw with Jimmy Smits. No, I don't care what's going on. I have to watch it when it's on from 10 to 11 p.m. And she was not happy about that particular way to be a dick. But that was apparently, she said that was her, the thing she brought up. Like when somebody says something, you pretend that they meant something else. But you know what they meant. That was that way to be a dick.
That's a good one. No, that's a really good one.
Do you guys have any ways to be a dick? You guys probably do that to each other a lot, don't you? In your home life? Here, lean up.
I started one today. That because I do have very whimsical facial hair, and
it's, for those of you at home, it looks like the mask from V for Vendetta.
Yeah, there
no, that's what he looks
wait, does
like.
Does V have a handlebar though?
Yeah,
it's curly.
Really? Oh, okay.
Well, with, at the Titmouse show, I asked Bailey. I said, when you kiss Mike, is it like kissing the mask from V for Vendetta? She said, no, it's like kissing 1/4 of a barbershop quartet.
occasionally, people. Will say, hey, I like your mustache, or I like your facial hair, or I like your beard, or something like that.
I find that hard to believe.
And it happens.
People may love it.
And so I've decided instead of saying, like, thank you, or I appreciate that, or something like that, I'm just going to say, you're welcome.
Yes! That's nice.
That's very good.
That's very Paula Tompkins-esque. I like it. Yeah, that's nice. What is some things you guys do to... Because you guys probably have a lot of free time at home. You're walking around in your underwear, thinking of ways to be
dicks. Very important people with nothing to do.
Well, you went out to lunch with me. Clearly, you have an open schedule.
What?
Oh, did you not tell Mike about that?
I have something to tell you all of a sudden.
And this is the time we wanted to break it to you, Mike.
I ate a sandwich in front of Paul.
And soup.
And soup. I lied. It was a salad.
We walk into Porto's, and, like, I don't know if you've ever been to Porto's, but there's a woman standing there.
I'm sorry, what is it called?
Porto's.
Porto's?
Yes. There's a woman standing there to explain that this side is food and this side is baked goods.
One of the Three Musketeers?
Yeah, Atos, Porto's, and Aramis. But I walk in, and she's like, hello, welcome to Porto's, and this side, blah, 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 and then this, blah, blah, blah. And I go, oh, great. So we can order food on either side? And she goes, yes. I go, okay, well, we're going to go over here. As we walk over, Bailey goes, have you not been here before? And I go, yeah, I've been here plenty of times. She goes, well, why'd you wait and listen to what that woman had to say? And I'm like, I don't know. She has a job to do. I don't want to deny her job. And then I go, and plus, what if she's giving away prizes, like to the 100th customer? And we just walk on by her, and the guy behind us all of a sudden, ding, ling, 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 ling. Ah, damn you, Bailey. Could have won a fucking great prize. You blew it. No, but what's some of the great stuff you guys do to each other when you're at home?
Race.
Oh, well, one thing I do to her all the time, because it's no secret, Bailey is a huge comic book fan.
Yes.
And I know nothing about comic books except for Batman, and I only know about Batman from the old TV show.
Oh, wow, so that has nothing to do with comics.
Yeah, it has exactly. Nothing to do with anything, really, except for that TV show.
And so anytime she starts talking about comic books, I was like... So, is that like Batman?
Nice!
And it drives her crazy.
But then this one time, I have this, like, stack of books sitting on my desk, and we were, like, both, like, working in the office or whatever, and he looks over, and he's like, hey, is that Batman? And I was like, no, god damn it. I'm like, it's the spirit. It's not Batman. And then they're like, over, and I actually do have a compilation of, like, Batman sitting there, and it literally was Batman, and I was like,
Mary Jo does a variation of that, because especially, like, when I'm working on stand-up, which is now constantly, always doing stand-up, writing new jokes, and blah, blah, blah. So I will say, hey, did I tell you the new joke I wrote about Hitler? And she goes, yes, you did. Hilarious. Thanks. And she'll do that no matter what the topic is. And I'll go... I go, there are more details, and she'll say, I've heard enough. So, that is a funny gag Mary Jo will do.
She sounds like a smart lady.
She's learned
to handle him.
She's made one mistake, and it happened in her church.
I did one that I like to do to you the other day on email. I forget what it was about, but it's like, if someone... Let's say someone has just gone to see, I don't know, Inception, and they're really excited about it, and they come up to you and go, hey, man, did you see Inception? I go, no. Did you?
Because clearly they did, otherwise why would they ask?
And nobody knows how to respond to that.
Well, it was in an email, so I don't know if you were like, I didn't know if you meant, no, did you, like a dick, oh, did you do it, like you were taunting me, or if you really wanted to know, did I see it, but I just ignored it.
Well, you asked me
is
what
that
I meant
how
by
Tom
it,
taunts people? Yeah. Put on that voice.
Sometimes.
Yeah, he does.
In the morning, he's grouchy. She gets grouchy in the morning.
How does Mary Jo feel about this relationship?
Better than she feels about most other parts of the relationship. So.
Now let me ask
you. Brian keeps texting me.
Jeez. Now you guys grew up in a digital era, Mike and Bailey,
mm-hmm.
and you
the
probably
future.
You probably have texted a lot in your lives. You know, I only started texting when I started dating again, which is, you know, around my 40th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, before that, I had no reason to text anybody, but that was right about the time that I started dating women who were texting, and then my kids got phones, and I will text them, and then their mom started texting, so now I text all the time. But,
that was fascinating.
Thanks, but now, my kids, you know, they have phones, and the other day, my daughter was getting, like, angry texts from a friend of a friend. Like, a friend of her friend was using her friend's phone
mm-hmm.
and sending her text saying, you know, she doesn't want to be your friend, because she's nine.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, she doesn't want to be your friend, don't text her anymore, shit like that. Now, cyberbullying, I'm familiar with. I am more than familiar with what to do when somebody on the internets is bullying you or being a dick. You just block them from whatever forum you're on, whether it's mm-hmm. Facebook or your email or whatever. But what do you do when it's texting on your phone? You can't block a text number from your phone. I told her, well, just ignore it for now. But is there, aside from calling her mom and saying your kid's being a dick, what can you do about that?
I've never been bullied via my phone before.
Mike?
I have no idea. I am not.
Have you
really?
Cell phone savvy at all.
You're
I haven't
guy?
Really started texting in the last 9 months.
You're talking to the two, like, oldest young people you've ever met.
Yeah, I
like,
guess so.
My phone is flipped open still.
You like, sit around.
I have only 9 buttons with which to text, so it takes me an hour to send one message.
You sit around reading the latest Spirit comic book, I guess.
I do. The latest Spirit in between passages from Humor and Uniform and Reader's Digest.
Humor and Uniform. That's awesome.
Did you see the Spirit movie?
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
Seen ads for the movie and everyone's like, "Bleh, it sucks." And so I was like, oh, well, then I'll just go and read Will Eisner's
Yeah, it wasn't very good. It wasn't very good, but I thought you would have seen
fabulous.
It.
Fabulous. The book is fabulous. I love it.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Now, this is the comics about the guy who invented those natural cigarettes, right?
American Spirit.
Right? Isn't that what it's about?
Yes. Those are the cigarettes that Sarah Palin wrote about on her hand. All right. This is going to be the last time I say this. Anything else?
Well, Brian says he's going to be really drunk Tuesday night. He wants to know if you want to come to Phoenix and do a podcast.
Yeah, tell him to wait outside. We'll pick him up.
Also, he wants me to make a funny joke about the Emmys and claim that he said it.
Well, you got your work cut out for you. Because he doesn't know what a big task that is asking of you.
Well, wow. he has suggestions for form. He says it should be something like insert show star name. They that don't deserve a insert something clever.
He practically wrote it for you.
Or the only Emmy insert show star name deserves is an Emmy for insert something clever.
Okay, go. Come on.
Do it. What are you waiting for? This is Mad Libs comedy.
Yay! Do it!
Oh, you want me to do it?
Yes, he asked you.
It doesn't mean I'm going to do it.
But he didn't ask any one of us, and I think it would be bad form for us to horn in.
Oh, well.
Just go ahead.
Come on.
Ad lib it.
The only Emmy Mad Men deserves is an Emmy for best writing.
But they won more than that.
That's a very subtle
but that's
joke.
The only
but I
one
like
they,
it.
I'm saying that's the only one they deserve.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
I thought inside.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say they should have won for Maddest Men. In a drama series.
In a drama
series. They would have had that locked up. And Modern Family would have won for most
modern family
in a comedy, in a sitcom. That would have been good. What would the Pacific won for, Jim?
Pacific, the award for the most specific show about the Pacific.
Most specific ocean. All right. Have you listened to this show before, Mike?
Yes.
Okay, so Jim, you know all about Jim's mashup. Jeez. Sorry. You know all about Jim's mashup at the end of the show, what he does, how he does a thing, and we have to guess it.
Oh, it's the best.
You familiar with that?
I don't remember that.
You haven't listened to an entire episode.
No, he came up with one.
Oh, okay.
He says, the Emmys, I'd rather watch Emmy Thompson in Nanny McPhee Returns.
But her name's Emma Thompson.
Not for this joke.
Okay. All right. Well, it should be the Emmys. I'd rather watch Emmy Thompson in Nana McPhee retans or, you know, change the...
Yeah, you're right. Much better.
We should actually, this tell Brian, this would actually be pretty fun. Just let him know when we're doing a show, if he wants to, while we're doing a show, send you things to say.
Right.
It'd be like him being a guest.
Suddenly you'll just say a lot of really oddly racist things, and you'll seem drunk, but...
Actually, it'd be like having those conjoined twins on, but he speaks through you, like he tells you what to say. You know those conjoined twins. Yeah. They're totally famous. All right, well, the mashup, Jim takes two bad impressions and mashes them together. Okay. We have to guess what it is. It's generally a pun of some kind. Do you remember what it was last time you were on, Bailey?
Oh, it was J. Jenna Jameson.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
J. It was Jenna Jameson and J. Jonah Jameson. That was good.
It was a nerd one.
It's how to make love like an editor.
Right. That was classic. That's good right. Stuff. All right, so do it and let's get the F out of here.
All right. Commander Data, where is Riker? Commander Riker is in 10 forward. All right, well, let's cut to that scene. I don't know what it is. Could you just give me more chocolate? I've been having a lot of hot flashes lately, and I don't know what the problem is. I'm just so angry all the time. You know, I can tell you're really going through something. In my travels through the universe, I think the most important thing for me to do now is to stick a metal tube in your vagina and look at it, Riker. Let me see. Yeah, I think you're going through the change, Commander Riker.
Terrible. This is terrible.
That's pretty good.
Do you guys have any idea what it is?
I don't know.
Well, are you familiar with Star Trek The Next Generation?
No.
Mike?
A little bit.
Yeah? Mm. So who would Riker be talking to in that situation?
In 10 forward.
Captain Picard, I thought.
No.
He's at first, yes, but then you cut to Riker in 10 forward.
I'm ordering food.
You know it, right?
Why are you always wearing a big hat, by the way?
Yeah, who is he talking to in 10 forward? Who is everyone always talking
not
to
that I wouldn't know.
In 10 forward?
Guinan.
Right, so what is he doing?
Gynecologist. No, I think it's just it's Riker's gynecologist. It's Riker's gynecologist.
What?
That's probably better, gynecologist.
Riker's gyneno?
Gyne, yeah, my gyne.
Do people call it that?
Yeah.
What do you call it, Bailey?
I do not call it a gyne.
I would hope not.
I think that's a thing, that's an urban legend.
Yeah, no. I was thinking, gyno, I've heard gyno, it called, say I'm going to see a gyno.
Or maybe McMahon Jose Owen calls it a gyne.
Probably, because she has a vagina. That's why she calls it that. Because she's the only one that has a vagina.
The old
prospectors
call it a
gynie. I'm a gynie. Emmy Thompson also calls it a gynie.
That's true. Emmy Thompson going to see her gynie in Nanny McFiney. Well, that was okay, but I got it a little too quick, and I'm embarrassed. All right. So, once again, before we go, it's, where is it? MikeFunt.com?
Yep.
And you are no relation to Alan Funt, right? No. And how often do people ask you that?
Every day. Most of the time when they meet me for the
I ask
time.
Him that every morning.
Because the funny thing is, we actually know his son, Bill Funt.
Yeah.
We, like, you know, Bill Funt, I've seen him at many occasions, and we've talked to him many times. So it's like, it's not that big a deal.
I never would have, related to Alan. If I talked to you a little bit because I know his actual son, I'd say, oh, clearly they're not related because you're pleasant.
Jim is not a fan of Bill Funt.
He's not pleasant.
But your and your website,
thebailey.com.
BAILEE.
Yes.
And Tom, your website is what?
I don't have one.
Dot org?
None.
Dot none.
Dot none.
Okay. And well, Jim?
Tom and I are doing a thing where we share pictures from our garden. So that's nice. We've been uploading pictures from our garden, which is nice.
Is your website dinnerwithtom.com?
Yeah. So, if it ain't, it will be soon. All right.
Let me tease what I think we'll do on the next episode.
Yes.
We'll have our special end of summer wrap up of Persons Unknown.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that show. I got to say, for those of you, fuck that show. And I'm seriously not thinking of not watching the last episode just on principle. But that show
just to fuck that show.
Yes.
That'll show them.
That it certainly will. All right. Anything else before we go?
No. July 5th?
August September.
November. October. October 5th. October 5th, I will be at the Comedy Palace in San Diego. And any fans, I would love to have you come to those shows at 8 o'clock.
So not July 5th.
No.
Because that'd be a while. Yeah. So October, San Diego, okay. Yep. Anything else?
May I give a plug?
Yeah, of course.
The next Titmouse Tongue and Pencil show, it will be September 8th at Titmouse Animation Studios at 8 o'clock.
Any idea who will be appearing?
No, it hasn't been completely booked yet.
I tell you, you need to go see that show, because they draw the funny... When I was on that show, man, they drew the funniest things behind me. Like, they drew a Fred Flintstone, and then nothing else. Nothing else happened afterwards. The funny thing about that show, for those of you who weren't there, is everyone, you know, did comedy, and there was funny drawings behind them and all that stuff, and it was great. I was the headliner, as Mike put it, and I went on last, and it started great. Then, for some reason, the computer froze, and there were no more pictures behind me.
You overloaded it with your hilarity.
Yeah, apparently nobody cared, but...
was this the Full House bit you were doing?
Oh, I retired that. I thought about bringing out the Full House bit. I honestly did. I thought, let's try it out on Mike. What do you say? Are you guys Full House fans?
Yes.
Yeah, Bailey?
Yes.
Okay. So let me ask, and you guys are Flintstones fans. Uh-huh. Okay. Absolutely. So let's say Danny Tanner, Bob Saget's character Danny Tanner, was on the Flintstones, what would his name be? What would they change his name to? Just make up something.
Danny Tanstone.
Danny Tanstone. That's perfect. That works out perfectly. And if Uncle Jesse were on the Flintstones, what would his name be changed to?
Jesse Costonopoulos.
Sure, Jesse Costonopoulos. Yeah, that's a great one. Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
I always thought Roxopolis.
Roxopolis works. Roxopolis, yeah, Rockstonopoulos, any of that stuff. As long as it's Greek and has a granite thing. Now, if Uncle Joey was on the show, what would his name be?
Joey Gladstone?
Yes! Yes! It worked! It finally worked! After all these years, it worked! Success! My life is vindicated! Oh, after the so many failures in my life! The joke has finally worked. I must give credit where credit is due. Tom wrote that joke and did it to me once, and I found it so hilarious, I tried to tell it over and over. Unfortunately, until tonight, the only audience for that joke was me. No one else would ever get it. Everyone, and then they go, Uncle Joe Rock? Uncle Dave Cooley Rock? Nobody would get it, but you finally did. Thank you. I can rest easy. This is the last episode. There's no more podcast after this.
You know what you could do? You could get Kevorkian to go ahead and just end you because you
It's true. Dying. Well, I have that sign that says, please don't kill me. I just cross out the don't.
Yeah, you get Dr. Kevorkian. And he hooks you up, and there's like, all right, so when you pull this, the turtle starts walking.
And the turtle's all like, it's landing.
It's up in the sky.
Oh, I feel sorry for those people who tuned out a half hour in. Oh, fuck.
But those people who tuned out 45 minutes ago, I still feel okay about them. Because
there's no way you sat through that much. Oh, man, that was some funny-ass shit. All right, thanks for being here. Go to the Titmouse show if you're in town. Go to San Diego. See Jim lose a comedy competition.
How dare you say the thing that's going to happen.
Everyone else, go fuck yourself. Oh, man, that was a great show.
Congratulations on all the nominations. Glee is one of my favorite shows.
Thanks.
Congrats on the hosting gig.
Yeah.
You're doing great.
Thank you.
Yes.
See you guys there?
Yeah, we're not going. Can't afford it.
Yeah, tickets are like $300. That's like...
$1,200 for it.
$1,200. You guys have to go. But there's got to be a way to come up with the money.
Oh, it's on, bitches.
Okay, you guys. So we need a minimum of 10 people to compete at regionals.
All right, so me plus you guys, that's 5.
Great.
We need more people. Hey, Tina, come join our glee club.
Me? Really? You can sing and dance, right? Not as good as you guys. Perfect.
So many more people.
Hey, guys. I can help. I'm a great dancer.
Thank you so much, Kate.
But we already have way too many people. Hey.
Sorry.
Okay, we need more people. Hey, look alive. We need Glee Club members.
Great. I'm just working on some sweet new dance moves with my new dance coach.
Come on. Do the hippity hop. Hippity hop. Double down. Yeah, that's, get that going. All right, now back that mother up. Oh, I like that. I like that. I like that. Oh, man. Oh,
close
I
enough.
Like that. I, well, pretty. What the hell are you looking at?
We just need a few more people, then we get costumes, then we'll figure out what song to sing. Jane, why did you do that?
Listen very closely, Fallon. Don't even think about not including me in your pathetic little group.
Hey, you can't bully us. Join us, won't you?
Yeah.